Time for Coffee Talk, and I have Madeline Jarvis on the line to talk all things Two Harbors Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. So good to hear from you.
Yes, yes. I appreciate you calling in, and I bet we have lots to talk about again.
No kidding. Well, we better just start with the nitty-gritty, because otherwise I'll get to chatting with you.
Right?
Never happened before.
No, never, never.
I want to mention really quickly, the library is closed December 24th and 25th. We're closing at 4 on December 31st and closing on January 1st, which is coming up fast, believe it or not.
Right? I know, we're in single digits here before the big day.
Woof!
That is crazy. Crazy.
I don't know when you were last in the library, Michelle, but it feels like Santa's workshop in here.
Oh, yay.
We are, so in addition to getting all sorts of fun new books for our collection, fun new music and movies, we are actually, and when I say we, I mean the public works department, but I picked out the tiles, so I'll say
I saw the trucks out there the other day. Ooh, so what's going on?
So, in the main, like, floor where you walk in, that 1984 expansion, the electric department has switched from our old fluorescent lights to more energy efficient and warm LED lights. I'm so excited for this because it came up. We recently audited our space to see what we can do to be more accessible to folks with dementia or other forms of cognitive decline. And that harsh lighting is something that came up over and over, and it's something that I've noticed working here. So we have a much more warm LED lighting downstairs. I also am really excited because this is going to be more energy efficient for us, for those of us who geek out about things like the environment and saving money. But today they're working on the last little trims around the tile work. So if you come in and you see a few old tiles, you know what's going on. But it's just been so much fun to see what a difference this makes. The only thing that's switched is the lights and the ceiling tiles, but it feels taller down there.
Oh, I'm sure that makes a huge difference. Yeah.
It is so bright, and technology has changed since 1984, so the tiles that we have are going to be more sound-absorbing. So that doesn't mean you can run around and scream, but it means it will help dampen conversations. So it'll, you know, be a lot more conducive to that library experience that folks are looking for.
Oh, that's so amazing. Just piece by piece, there's just important, not just fun and, oh, that's cool stuff. This is important stuff that's happening. And so that's amazing. Yeah, love it.
Thank you. And to that point, like, of course we love the fun stuff. Like, today you can come in and make a wreath with the Gooseberry Falls Naturalist, all supplies provided. And so those are those fun things where you get to work and you're like, oh, yay, you know, we get to help people play and connect and explore. But at the end of the day, it's projects like this where I feel really good about my job, where we're able to partner with other city departments to say, what does it mean for the library to feel more accessible and to feel more warm and welcoming? And what tools do we need to make that happen?
Yep. That's amazing. Very, very cool. So where are you? If listeners have never been to the Two Harbors Public Library, how do they find you?
Just, we are the building behind all the public works trucks.
You are so...
That's how it's spelled this month. We are at 320 Waterfront Drive, Two Harbors, Minnesota. You can also learn more about us online at twoharborspubliclibrary.com or on our Facebook, Two Harbors Public Library. And if you sign up for our online newsletter at twoharborspubliclibrary.com, you can learn all sorts of fun events we have coming up as well.
Great. And are there any other ones you would like to highlight for listeners today?
Sure. Short and Sweet Book Group is designed for busy people. Stop by the front desk, and we always have copies of whatever piece we're reading, whether it's a poem, an article, a chapter, an essay. And these are always pieces that usually take about 10 or 15 minutes to read. And if you can't come, but you're interested in this topic, just pick up a copy or ask us at the front desk.
Exactly.
We're here to help.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. And how long is the actual group meeting, if this is short and sweet?
Great question. Mm-hmm. So from 6 to 6:45.
Oh, nice.
So less than an hour, just come in, come out. So, you know, if you still have shopping to do, you can still participate. If this month doesn't work for your schedule, again, this is always the third Thursday of the month. So come on by and grab January's topic as well.
Nice. Love it. All right. What else do you got for us?
So something else I wanted to mention, because mm-hmm. all I want to do is talk about the library.
Who wouldn't?
I always love hearing from our listeners. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting to see the impact that KTWH makes on our local community. And I heard from a lot, and by a lot, I mean probably 5 or 6 of our regular listeners who didn't know about that mobile printing service that I mentioned last time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, you can go to our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, and there's a button on top that says printing, where you can learn more about that mobile print service.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're always available at the front desk to help. And this time of year, if you're coming in, you know, there's pictures, there's recipes, there's backup Google Maps directions in case you lose service. You know, this is a busy... shipping labels, if for some reason you have to make a return, God forbid. We want to make things as simple as possible. So if you've had a question, know that somebody else is probably thinking it too, and we've probably gotten that question when it comes to printing. So feel free to reach out.
Excellent. Thank you. So many great services offered there at our own Two Harbors Public Library. And when you're not closed for special holidays or snow days, what's your regular business hours?
Great question. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, and then Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. We're always open online at twoharborspubliclibrary.com if you're looking for printing information, ebooks, audiobooks. But otherwise, come on in and we would be thrilled to see you in our shining new light.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait to go see. Yes. Very cool. Madeline, anything else before I have to let you go?
Geez, this is our last call of 2024, Michelle.
I was just thinking of that. Oh, that's crazy. Yep. Well,
yeah, of course, I could keep talking to you all day, but I realize that you, knowing you, you have 80 songs you want to play, so I better let you.
Well, talking to you is important too, but you have things to move on to. And I will talk to you next year with bells on for the new year.
Heck yes. Well, happy holidays, Michelle. Thank you again for all you do for the Two Harbors community at KTWH.
Yep. Thank you, Madeline. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in the first and third Thursday of each month, and we are just so thrilled that we have had this relationship since being on the air. And I hope you as listeners are get some information from it and find that a benefit as well. So let us know. And obviously listeners are, because they're reaching out to both us and to the library.